Good evening. Good evening.
Welcome to Wow Wednesdays on the Access to a Rising Artist Show with your host, Tracy Chantel, and her co-host, Trish. Join them for the next hour as they release from the vault some of the top talented independent recording artists from around the world. The Access to a Rising Artist Show is the ultimate platform where independent recording artists are featured and given a variety of opportunities to enhance their music career.
All right. Yes, it's a beautiful day, and welcome to Wow Wednesdays on the Access to the Rising Artist Show. And this is your host, Tracy Chantel, and joining me, my co-host, Trish.
Hi. Good evening. I know you guys have missed me.
Yes, we did. Sure
anyone
did,
that missed me,
had to keep going.
Can go to www.accesstoarisingartist.com. No.
Yeah, okay.
And leave me a message.
Yeah, okay. Well, today, yeah, she has jokes, y'all. She's back with a lot of jokes. Trish is back on a show with a lot of jokes. But anyway, we have a long show today, so we got to keep it moving. We welcome you to the show today, where you only hear top talent, independent artists, recording artists from around the world, and we feature all music genres. We do pop, hip hop, reggae, gospel, rock, name it, jazz. We do it, okay? We provide platforms here for your artists out there. So we'll provide the information later on in the show if you'd like to submit your music to be played here on the show, okay? But before we get started, I would like to invite you. I have a little announcement, okay? I would like to invite you, our listening audience, to come out and join us and our other host later on in the show, Roxy Hill. She's the host of the Cheap Cheetah Corner that we do at 7:10 every Wednesday. We are going to be at the Phenomenal Woman event that takes place this Saturday, March 14th, from 9 to 4 p.m. And the location is going to be 245 West 129th Street in Manhattan, New York. That's New York, New York, okay? Now, there will be a host of exciting things going on, such as fashion show, giveaways, massages, health screening, weight consulting, resource center, brunch, and, of course, we're going to be there as well, okay? So we will be ready there to meet and greet you. And remember, all activities are free. So come on down, bring your music, okay? And you just may get interviewed on the spot. How about that, all right? Okay. Trish won't be able to join us this time, but she'll be next time. She's a very busy lady behind the scenes. But that she'll be with us next time, hopefully.
Yes,
so I just want to put that out there. Make sure y'all come and join us this weekend on Saturday, March 14th, the Phenomenal Women event. All right? Now let's get back to the show. Now we have a special guest joining us today, Trish. I'm excited to talk with this gentleman. He does a lot. But right now, he released his third book. He goes by the name of Mac Williams. We'll be talking to him about his new children's book. And the title is Jackie Robinson and the Negro Leagues. And we'll talk to him, and we'll be talking to him about how he came about writing it and what made him decide to publish it in a kids-friendly format. Like I said, when we speak to him, he does a lot of other things as well. But I'm excited to talk to him about this book as well. So right now.
Okay. I think that's the sound of the vault opening. I know our listeners are wondering what that means. But, well, when you hear the sound of the vault opening, you also, Tracy Chantel, let them hear it again.
All right. Hold on.
That means time for good things to be released.
All right.
We'll be taking inside the vault as we release some of the hottest independent artists, recording artists, music from around the world. giving you, our listening audience, refreshing new sounds that needs to be released and heard and enjoyed.
All right. There you go. That's right. Let them know what? Refreshing sounds. Tell them, Tricia, what you say? New sounds that needs to
new
be sounds. Released, to be heard.
Heard and enjoyed.
All right. Now, Tricia, if they don't know, they know now, all right? And also inside the vault to be released will be valuable resources and tools as well. On some occasions now, stepping out the vault with us, we may have a surprise guest, like we're having today, who will join us on the show to share their artistic journey in the world of entertainment to inspire, inform, and motivate artists to take note and apply towards building and enhancing their own career. However, not every special guest will be providing information for recording artists only, but for our other listener audience who are seeking ways to empower their lives that will bring about positive changes in their life as well. So now, every time what? When they hear the sound, what, Tricia? What's that
be
sound?
Be ready for good things to be released.
Jessica, in case y'all didn't get it the first two times.
Yes, Tracy Chantel, I'm always looking forward to the sound of the boat opening. However, when it does open, yes, we will be releasing some hot music, but there are times that everyone may not agree. Our hot music may not be as hot as to our listeners. That's why our listening audience have to act as our co-host and vote which songs featured. Should we let it ride or pass it by?
Pass it by.
Now, what we mean by that is if you're feeling the song, if you like the song, if you enjoy the song, then send in your vote to let it ride. Or if you're not, vote pass it by. That's not if you're not feeling the song, if you don't like it, if you're like, oh, that song sounds terrible, pass it by. Votes can be sent to accesstoarisingartist@gmail.com. The song that receives the most Let It Ride votes, that artist will be named the artist with a wow factor and get the opportunity to have their profile along with the Let It Ride song featured solely on the weekly Let It Ride song page on our website for 1 week, where over thousands of viewers visit daily. Now, let's give a hand for last week's artist, Serenity.
All right.
Who sung Jacob? That received the most Let It Ride votes, making him the artist
her.
With the wow factor.
Her, actually.
Beautiful.
It's a hush.
Oh, okay. Her. You know, right? Well, that's a bad habit that I have because I have a girl dog, and I say him, and I have to say
We didn't need to refer to your dog, okay? Not at the time as we announcing Serenity
as
with a wow factor, which is a young lady.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as Trish said, we're gonna play the song titled Jacob that received the most Let It Ride votes. So let's. If y'all wasn't listening last week, those who didn't join us last week would like to hear what we're talking about, or if you didn't visit the website, because you can always go to the website, accesstoarisingartists.com, to hear the song as well for whatever artist is featured or received the most advice votes, okay? So right now we're going to play the song for you, the title, Jacob. Let us know what you think.
Up at your show, if I can't leave you alone, just the fact that I can't ignore, I think I'm obsessed with missing out on more. Something comes over me when I see you, hope I don't faint when I see you, but all my friends keep telling me, I think I need to answering any. I hear you talking, I'm loving what you're saying, and it's crystal clear. Yeah. Always on the road, but whenever I'm alone, I listen to your song. J-S-C-O-P, yeah. And I be like, I'll bring the tea, yeah. Think about it, dream about it. We can make this dream come true.
Serenity, and that song was received the most Let It Ride votes, and she's the artist with the Wow for the Week. So if you want to check her out again and actually want to see the face that matched the voice, you know what they need to do, Trish? They need to go to the website, accesstorisingartists.com. All right. Right now, Trish, I think we can give them one more. Like we said, we have a guest joining us this evening. Gentleman goes by the name of Mac Williams. He has some exciting things. We're going to be talking to him about his children's book and as well as all the other things he has done as well. So it's going to be an exciting show this evening. So right now, we're going to keep it moving with another song by another young lady. She goes by the name of Ro Perry. And her title song is Yet Still Holding. Let's make it happen.
Devil thought he had you on the ground, but you didn't let it keep you down, 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 down,
down, down, down.
Oh, oh, oh.
When so-called friends just couldn't be found, you didn't let it keep you down.
Yeah.
Wow, that just cut short. That was nice song. That was Ro Perry with her song titled Yet Still Holding.
Holding, yeah. Nice. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's a nice song. Cut a little short, but that's all right. I think we enjoyed most of it. Maybe next time we can get it back on here on the show in rotation. So right now we're going to that's the sound of the vault door opening, and it's time for good things to be released. So right now it's our time. It's time for our Salute a Youth moment. Okay, all right. I love this part of the show.
Yes.
Okay, because this is when we give recognition to youth ages 5 to 18 who are doing good things in their life, whether it be education, entertainment, or just doing a good deed. So now it's time for the drum roll and to announce this evening the youth to be saluted. Oh, and the youth we're saluting this evening is Anaya Simpson Crumpley. Let's give her a round, hand applause here. Excellent. That's right, y'all. Little Miss Anaya Simpson Crumpley, yes, she's a 7-year-old, intelligent, artistic, and socially energetic little lady. She was born into an African-American Muslim family in Huntersville, North Carolina on February 26, 2008. Now, since the day she entered the world, she brings sunshine to everyone she interacts with. Her parents are Derek and Tiffany Crumpley. Anaya attends East Point Academy in West Columbia, South Carolina. Now, the state first Madarian Immersion Charter School. I hope I said that right. Okay. She currently studies math and Madarian for half her school day and English and social studies in the afternoon with science, Chinese dance, and physical P.E. Hold on. I'm just getting my notes together here. P.E. interweave throughout her curriculum. She consistently scores that 90 and above in all her course subjects. Her favorite hobbies are drawing cartoons freehand from YouTube instructional videos, playing and watching Minecraft videos, gymnastics, and playing with her 20-month-old brother, Amar, when he's not getting on her nerves, okay? Wow. I know Derek and Tiffany Crumpley are proud parents of this beautiful, gifted little girl, and the Access to a Rising Artist show is proud to salute Anaya Simpson Crumpley. Let's once again give Anaya another round of applause. I think it's well deserved. Yes.
All that, she really does deserve another applause. But please don't forget, we need all our listeners. That means you, the listening audience, to go to our blog, the AAA News Flash, that's AAA News Flash, on our website at accesstoarisingartist.com, and leave an inspiring comment for all of our Saluda Youth candidates. Let's continue to join together in uplifting and supporting our youth.
That's right, church. Let them know. And we want everyone to also know that the AAA Access to Rising Artist show will continue to provide a platform that inspires, uplifts, and give recognition to our youth. So tune in and join us every week to salute a youth. And if you have a child or you know one to nominate, please send in your information, their information, to accesstoarisingartists@gmail.com today. And don't. What I said, what we need to let them know? Don't hesitate. Okay?
Please, don't.
Yes, and you can always view all our, again, as Trish mentioned, our Salute of Youth candidates at the website. And right now, featured on the website homepage, we have Anaya Simpson Crumpley. feature. So if you didn't hear everything about her, you can also go to the website again to view and see the pretty face that matches all the gifted things that she's talented with. Okay? At Access to Horizon Artists with an S at the end, .com. All right?
And it doesn't have to be a whole list of things that the child, that the youth does. It can be one.
Not at all.
It can be two things.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
That's
no doubt.
Give us a holler on the website and let
us know.
So we can salute that youth.
Yes, yes. Most definitely. And please go to the website and comment on all of them. Okay? A little encouraging comment won't hurt you. Really. All right? So let's continue. Oh, what time is it, Church? What time is it?
Good things to be released.
That's right now, yo. We're going to bring in right now our special guest. Again, he goes by the name Mac Williams. I'm going to see if we have him on the line here. Mr. Williams, are you there?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. We got to give you an official welcome. Definitely got to give you a big round of applause here. How you doing today?
I'm so good. I'm thankful for you guys to have me on the show. I really appreciate that. And I like that cut that you played just before the shout out to Anaya.
Okay.
I like to hear the whole piece of that too.
Yes, Roe Perry. She goes by the name Roe Perry.
Yes, still holding.
Still holding, I'm sorry. Trish, you got to say hi to Mac Williams now.
Hi, Mac.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, and you?
Blessed.
I am
okay. Well, we have Mr. Williams on the show this evening, so we're going to talk to him. And it's excellent time to speak with him right after our Salute for Youth moment. So we're going to speak with Mr. Mac Williams about his new book you have out. So right before we get to that, why don't you let our listening audience know a little bit about you, Mac, and where you're calling from, and then we're going to get right into your book and talk about your book this evening.
Thank you. Well, I'm calling from Rahway, New Jersey, and you know, I'm actually originally from New York City. I've been living in Rahway for a while. And with respect to my book, my new book is called Jackie Robinson and the Negro Leagues. It's a children's book, probably suitable for kids third grade, fourth grade, in that general vicinity.
Okay. What made you write a book something like that? What made you write a book about this particular subject?
Well, I guess there are two reasons. One, I've always really admired people who gave of themselves and sacrificed, you know, for the good of, you know, the common good. You take somebody like Jackie Robinson who gave up so much in terms of what he encountered as the first African American in the modern era of baseball, and the man wound up dying at the age of 53.
Wow, and that's early age.
That it is. And, you know, in light of the fact that we have just come off of the Selma weekend commemorating the Bloody Sunday March 50 years ago, sometimes we see these things on television or we read about these events and we think of them as having taken place so far in the past, as if it were in ancient history.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, it wasn't that ancient. It wasn't that long ago. People who participated in Selma were there, such as John Lewis and others. And with respect to the integration of Major League Baseball, that wasn't that long ago either. You know, Jackie played his first game on April 15th, 1947. There are many people who were alive April 15th, 1947.
Oh, most definitely, yes.
And so, you know, my motivation was in part because, you know, the young kids, they know about, you know, the current stars, but in many cases don't have an idea that some of the things that have happened in recent years and the players who have achieved stardom, such as the Derek Jeters and all, you know, that would not have been possible, you know, a relatively short time ago.
Right. You're correct.
And so that was, you know, a lot of my motivation for doing this. And I might add that I was beginning the project when my own son was in that age bracket. And one thing led to another, and one thing got pushed back, and this, that, and the other. And he's 22 now.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's how long you started from writing the book? This book,
yes.
This particular book? Really?
Actually, one of the things that was in place back then was that, you know, the economics of doing a full-color, independently published book have improved since then. It was almost prohibitively expensive to do that, you know, 10 or more years ago.
Right.
And now the economics are better.
Right.
And what happened, actually, as the years passed, I got more ideas.
Okay. I was
and so,
that. Yes.
You know, in the Bible it says all things work together for good. Mm-hmm. And with respect to this, I have done a better project than I would have done had I gone on and put it out, you know, 10, 12, 14 years ago, whenever that
years
was.
Ago. Right, right. Okay, yeah, you had a lot of time to most definitely to revamp it, you know?
That's
and
right.
And my other question to you is, what made you decide to publish it in a kids-friendly format, you know?
Well, I think it was because, as I was mentioning, a lot of the kids don't know the history. A lot of the kids don't know that it was not possible for African Americans to participate in Major League Baseball, and as well as the other Major League sports as well.
Right.
In this period of time, which was, you know, not so long ago. I mentioned that Jackie played his first game in 1947. The NBA was integrated in 1950. So,
okay, right.
You know, it was not that long ago, but that being the case, a lot of children would not know that.
Exactly.
And I think it's important for us to know the history.
Yes, most definitely, especially our younger generation out here. You know, like you said, it may seem ancient to them. But like you
right.
said, it's not that long ago. And they really have to realize and know, you know, like you said, all those before them who made things happen for them to do today as well, you know, because it's not always putting out there, especially I think in today's in the schools, curriculums and stuff, it's definitely not in there now. I really believe that, you know, they really teach them these things as well, you know, for them to know this today. So I think it's excellent for you to do such a book to where, again, they're learning their history through and more to where they can understand it in a more comprehensive way. But this is not your first book you wrote.
No, it's not. I wrote a couple of others. One book was called Sport and Life, Essays on Sport and Life, and that was essentially a compilation of my blog posts.
Okay.
That came out in 2001. And about 4 years later, I put out another book, which is called Voices from the Blue States. That was, you know, a similar piece, except for the fact that it contained some work by other writers as well.
Okay, and you also was the editor of your mother's book. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. I'm very proud of that. My mother's book is entitled World War II Diary.
Excellent.
And the backstory of that is she's been a writer for all of her life. And, you know, she always wants me to, you know, read her writings. Sometimes I would be at work, I'd pick up the phone, and it would be her on the line saying, hey, listen, do you have a minute? I'd like to read something to you. And I'm looking around to see who's walking by the desk and all that.
Wow.
But,
that's great. That's great.
As I said, that, you know, she would always want me to read her stuff. And this particular piece was something that I had never read and never wanted to read. And the reason why I never wanted to read it is because it was about her life with her first husband, who was not my father.
Oh.
And I didn't want to read about that dude.
Wow.
And so I never picked it up. But about a year and a half ago, you know, I would be reading some of her stuff to her because her eyesight is, you know, getting, you know, a little bit worse.
Okay.
And so I picked this particular piece up and I read it to her. And my first thought was, wow, this was interesting. My second thought was, what a fool I've been for not reading this before.
Wow.
And so I told her that, you know, that holiday season, instead of getting another scarf or another hat or whatever, my present was going to be that I was going to see to it World War II Diary got published. And that's what I did.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice. Beautiful. Beautiful story. But, Matt, not only do you have love for writing, but, you know, I met you initially because you was promoting your film, a film. You know, you have love for music, musical composition, production. You have also was involved in several of your own projects of producing, you know, different movies or sitcoms. You want to just give a little brief summary about that? You know, let us, you know, let my listening audience know a little bit more about Matt Williams, and then from there we'll let them know where they can go check out and get support the brother and get the Jackie Robinson and the Negro Leagues book.
Sure thing. Yes, we did meet, and you know, I thank you again for coming to our New York premiere of Your Roommate.
Yes.
Your Roommate was a film that produced by Cablevision Incorporated. Kenya Cagle is one of the most, I guess you could say, influential and prolific independent filmmakers on the East Coast.
Okay.
And through his company, Cablevision, you know, we shot Your Roommate, which is a film that I wrote.
I wrote
the film, also did original music as well. And we were fortunate enough to win the Best Film Award at the Phil Film Festival in 2013 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Right, that's
and since
right.
then we've done another film, which also was an award winner at Phil Film, and that was called For All Time's Sake. Again,
okay.
I wrote the screenplay as well as the original music as well. And
excellent.
I'm also working on the development of a sitcom, which is called Higher Ground.
Okay.
And we're hoping for some good things to happen with that here in 2015.
Well, I'm sure, cause after all the awards from your other film, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a success, as well as your book. And also, you know, again, Matt, you know, if you're ever looking for artists or music, you can also reach out to Access Horizon Artists. We feature a lot of different and work with a lot of different independent recording artists who are very good and need various platforms to be seen and heard as well. So,
well, we need to sit down about that.
Oh, we definitely will, no doubt. I'm definitely open and ready to do that. So, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. And y'all listen to audience, if you just tuned in, this is Tracy Chantel and my co-host Church. We have joined us this evening, a special guest who goes by the name of Mac Williams. He's the author of his new book, children's book, titled Jackie Robinson's and the Negro Leagues. And he's going to let you know right now where you can go check him out and find him in the cyber world.
Cool. Most everybody's got Facebook.
Yes.
And if you go to facebook.com/Jackie Negro Leagues. That's facebook.com, Jackie Negro Leagues. And you will find our page for the book. And you'll find some information about the book. And you'll also be able to literally purchase the book right there on the site.
All right, y'all heard him. Please support the brother, okay? We need to support one another. And he's doing some great things out there. So, again, visit his Facebook page and look out for more upcoming projects in which he's going to put out there. And I'm sure it's going to be a success.
I should also give you the page for World War II Diary, which is Facebook.com/, and this is WWII Diary. WWII Diary. Facebook.com,
yes.
WWII Diary. And
y'all heard
you'll
him? That's
find,
the book his mother wrote.
Yeah, that's my mother's book.
That's
it's a
right.
memoir of her time as a soldier's wife during the World War II era, as
mm-hmm.
she and her husband faced discrimination and, you know, all kinds of trials and tribulations, along
yes.
with the fact that he was a soldier on his way to war.
Wow. Well, I really enjoyed talking with you.
Yes.
And again, we will definitely be supporting you, and I would love to have you back on the show in the near future. You know,
I would love
support.
To be back in the near future.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You so much for bringing me on.
Yeah, thank you. Mr. Mac Williams, let's give him another hand. Trish, I'm sorry that I cut in. I'm sure you were saying.
No, I was just saying it was a pleasure to have him on the show.
Yes, yes. Well, we're going to give Mac Williams a round of applause.
Thank you, Mac.
All right. Nice.
And
if I can just
throw one
I'm
more
sorry.
Thing in.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can also. You can go to Amazon.com and get books there, as well as BarnesandNoble.com, and as well as most of the other online retailers.
All right. Okay, you guys are supposed to have all that information ready, Matt. You know, that's important.
Well, I've got the links on the Facebook pages, too. But
all right. Okay. Thanks again, Matt. All right.
Bye-bye.
Nice. Okay, that Mac Williams, once again, his book is titled Jackie Robinson and the Negro Leagues. Check him out. He got some good things. And I did go to one of his premieres, movie premiere in the past. It was a comedy. I enjoyed it very much. And he's doing some good things. If you're artists out there, y'all need to follow Access to Arising Artists, okay? On Twitter, at Arising Artists as well. We're going to play a song selection for you, and then we're going to take you into the Cheetah Corner. So right now we're going to give him a little bit. Trish, what do you think? We're going to play another song selection, and from there we're going to take him into the Cheap Cheetah Corner. Okay, right now we're going to do Baby It Ain't Over by Jeannie. right. That was Baby It Ain't Over by Jeannie.
Baby,
I know. A little catchy there, right?
Yeah,
we're gonna
get
your into the. I know. Cheetah Corner, but right before that, let's remember. You know what? We got to remember this month is Women's History Month. And if you don't know, it's an annual declared month that highlights the contribution of women to events in history and contemporary society. And I just have a couple here, and I guess you have about a couple as well. We have some notable women that we would like to mention. You know, first I'm going to mention my mother, Olea Marsh, okay? Yes, she contributed to events in history. You know what she contributed? A fine young daughter myself. Tracy Chantel. That's right. But I have a couple I want to mention. Okay, Ella Fitzgerald. She was considered one of the greatest jazz singers of all time. Ella Fitzgerald was the winner of 12 Grammy Awards and was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Then I have another one. We had a couple of, but, you know, the show ran a little late. Our interview ran a little late, you know. So, and we want to really have you up and get you into the Cheap Sheet of Corner as well.
I have
another
one
too.
Sandra O'Connor. Sandra Day O'Connor as the first U.S. position of the U.S. Supreme Court Justice. She was carved a place for women of all levels. She carved a place for women of all levels in legal profession.
Okay. I have another one. How about this one? Cleopatra. She was the queen of Egypt and the last pharaoh. She was 17 or 18 when she became queen. Cleopatra was a shrewd politician who spoke 9 languages. During her reign, Egypt became closely aligned with the Roman Empire.
Okay, I have one. Dr. Sally Ride,
mm-hmm.
First American woman in space, and was also the youngest American astronaut ever to orbit Earth.
Wow, interesting. Okay, so, you know, we just gave you a couple of notable women that we wanted to give recognition to because this
is
Women's
many, many more.
History Month. That's right. So we have but a couple of more weeks to mention some. And if you have some you want to mention, email it in at accesstorisingartists@gmail.com. How about that? Okay. So right now, what time is it? Uh-oh, it's time to go into the Cheap Cheetah Corner. Roxy Hill, are you here?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. No one mentioned Madam C.J. Walker with that.
Okay, well, you go ahead and mention it. Go ahead. Madam, you can put one out there.
Madam C.J. Walker is the first African-American woman to make an empire on hair care. She was the first black millionaire.
The
20s and 30s, that was almost impossible.
Wow.
But she built a hair care product line up, almost like multi-level marketing, and she was the first black African-American woman to be a millionaire and have her own mansion, and she was rolling.
Okay.
Different time,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Made great contributions. Real quick, today I just want to address something from last week. It was a question was asked to me by the host if I believed in what I was doing, if I practiced what I preach. And my answer was, we're all human, we make mistakes. What I should have said, which is true to my heart, yes, I practice what I preach, and yes, I am human, and we do make mistakes. Like, we fall down, but we get back up. So
correct.
I want to address that. I also want to let you know that in order to save money, it's a mindset, okay? You have to put your mind on what it is that you really want out of life when it comes to saving money and if you want to be financially free. And once you put your mindset to it, it's just like a religion where you go to church every day and you pray or you're really devoted to something and you follow the teachings and the rulings. being financially free is basically almost the same thing. You follow the teachings and the rulings, and you do what you feel is in your heart. And that's what I want to let everybody know. It's a mindset. It's something, if some people may not want to do it, that's fine. But in order to do what you want to do out of life, I don't think God created us to always have a 9-to-5. That's a step to doing something better.
Right.
To being something that you really want to be. God gave us a free will and free mind to do the things that we wanted to do. You know, and we have to make the sacrifice in order to do the things we want to do. And money plays a major part. Money gives you power to do the things you want to do. So I just wanted to address that. I also wanted to give the listeners a little bit of history behind me, because they know me as Chief Cheetah, and they probably were like, well, why the heck are they calling her Chief Cheetah and stuff? It's a name that was given to me from a coworker, because I really like to save and make them have fun with money, because I realized at a later point in my life that money buys power and it buys freedom, and that's what we all look for, is freedom. So every day or every week that I'm with you, I like to give you a little money tidbit to help you save and make and have fun with money, you know, because when you have a noose around your neck, and we don't want to run and jump and do what we want to do.
Exactly.
On that note, I
have to vouch for her. I know Chief Cheetah. I know Roxy Hill, a.k.a. Chief Cheetah, very well. And, yes, she does practice everything she preached, okay? Okay, the woman is rolling.
So that means I can borrow money off of you if I need to?
Don't get wrong. I'm still with you. I'm still learning a lot of stuff. I still don't know.
So that means I can borrow if I need to, Roxy?
I'm trying to get like the Bill Gates and stuff, people. You know, so come along with me, and, you know, we're going to do it together. And sister, thank you for coming back. Is that you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was out due to family emergency, but I'm fine. Thank you.
I'm glad to be back.
But I'd like to take it on a serious note, though. Y'all listeners out there, and I'm serious about, you know, everything she tell you. You really need to listen and pay attention, because she knows what she's talking about when it comes to financing and saving and making and investing in money, with money, okay? So go ahead, Roxy. We're going to give the platform back to you.
No, that was it. I just wanted to say that. Just, you know, tell people just a little bit about me, because I came in so quick, it's like no one probably says, like, well, who the heck is this woman? So I just wanted to say, hey, everybody, and this is me, and, you know, I'm here with you. I'm still learning and trying to make that money, and I want you to be financially free, because I want you to have choices in life, and with money, money you have choices.
Okay.
And that's it. So have a great day.
Well, you know, stay online. You know, we have a couple of more minutes. And I mentioned on top of the show, y'all, that's Roxy Hill, a.k.a. Chief Cheetah. We will, again, be this Saturday, March 14th, at the Phenomenal Woman event. And it's taking place on Saturday, March 14th, from 9 to 4 p.m. at 245 West 129th Street, New York, New York. Okay, so come on out. I gave you all the interesting things that's going to be going on that day. And come out and meet and greet us. We would love to meet you. So come on out and join us and enjoy all the activities that's going to be provided there, which are going to be free.
Free.
Okay.
Oh, free.
We like free things. We love, especially, massages, brunch, okay, health screening. Giveaways, fashion show. Yeah, it's going to have a good time. And again, I just may interview you on the spot if you're an artist. So make sure you bring your CDs out as well. Okay, we're going to be taking pictures, videotaping it, everything. So we would love for you to come on out and join us. I think we have time for one more song selection before we do the closing. Okay, we're going to play, let me see what we got going on here. We got to play another lady, because it is this week we're going to do the all women. Selena Zakaria, with her song titled Game of Love. Okay, I had it here. I just lost it. Hold on. We got to bring her back. Okay, again, don't forget to join us this Saturday. And we would like to thank our guests, Mac Williams, for joining us today. And don't forget to support him And check out his book, Jackie Robinson and the Negro Leagues. As I'm still searching for the song, but by the time I find it, it's going to be on, so we may just have to go on and play. a little gospel shout out. How about that? And it's my gentleman, Joshua Israel, and then we're going to take you into the closing of the show.
Hallelujah. Woo! The psalmist declared that his expectation coming from the Lord, his hope coming from God. The Bible said that he will give us a hope that make us not ashamed, that won't disappoint. And so therefore, I won't be afraid to ask God to be God. Somebody say,
close out the show. Trisha, you have a quick rundown of the songs played this evening?
Serenity. It was Jacob by Serenity. Yet Still Holding by Rogue Perry. Baby It Ain't Over by Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
And Joshua Israel, Show Up or Show Out.
Yes, it was. And again, thank you so much for joining us, and that's good. Continue saluting our youth and giving recognition to it's Women's History Month. So next week, you have someone. We're going to have some more out there to feature as well. Thank you again, Roxy Hill, in the Cheetah Corner as well. Okay, and everyone stay safe, blessed, and we'll see you next Wow Wednesday. But hopefully we'll see you this Saturday.
Saturday, right?
Yeah, Saturday.
Most definitely.
Come out
definitely.
And say hi.
That's right. Come on out and meet us. We would love to meet and greet you as well. Okay? Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Access to a Rising Artist Show, where you'll only hear the sounds of top talented independent recording artists from around the world.